Word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Deuteronomy, a portion of chapter 19. When Yehovah thy God has cut off the nations, whose land Yehovah thy God gives thee, and thou possess them, and dwell in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt distinguish three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which Yehovah thy God gives thee to possess. And it shall be for every murderer to flee there. And this is the matter of the murderer who shall flee there, that he may live. He who smites his companion without knowing, and he hated him not from yesterday and the day before. And he who comes into the forest with his companion to hew wood, and his hand wields the axe to cut off the wood, and the iron is shaken off the wood, and finds his companion, and he die, he shall flee to one of those cities and live. For he hated him not yesterday or the day before. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt distinguish three cities for thee. And if Yehovah thy God enlarge thy border, as he promised to thy fathers, and give to thee all the land of which he spoke to give to thy fathers. If thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee today, to love Yehovah thy God, and to walk in his way all the days, and thou shalt add three cities more for thee, above these three, and innocent blood be not shed in the midst of thy land, which Yehovah thy God gives thee, for an inheritance. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Apocalypse Explained, a portion of passage 1145. That one who sins by error is permitted to flee to a city of refuge is here illustrated by an example that rarely happens. A death caused by a loose axe head. But this example is cited to show what is meant by slaying by error, because wood and axe and forest are significative. Wood being good, axe falsity, and forest the natural man. Therefore, these words signify that if one who is in natural good should bring destruction upon another's soul by falsity, which he does not know to be falsity, it would be done by error, because it is not done from evil. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.